mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this tax day, April 15th, Wednesday, 2026 edition. This is very interesting. I got pictures coming in all over the place. High water levels that they haven't seen in years, in decades. So if you have some good pictures, you want to send me 231-360-5140, include the city, the roads, the area of where these pictures are coming from. Don't just send me pictures. Give me a description. Water completely over this road that I'm looking at, kind of a little hill, then a valley, and the entire valley is a lake. There is no way you can get through that water. Don't even attempt it. Water that deep, you get in there, the water consumes your engine and your exhaust. You're done. And some people may not even be able to get to you quick enough. So be careful of standing deep water. Do not attempt to drive through it. I don't care if you got a pickup. I don't care if you got a big SUV. Don't do it. Lawmakers were expecting a slow return back from spring break yesterday when they returned, but they didn't get it. The Republican-led House opened its first session back by advancing one of its most polarizing proposals, the bill requiring proof of citizenship to be able to register to vote. House Bill 4765, spearheaded, led by State Representative Jason Wolford of Howell, got the bill to pass along party lines. The legislation, the bill itself, would require individuals to provide proof of U.S. citizenship when registering to vote and show identification when casting a ballot. The proposal has been a flashpoint not only in Michigan, but nationally. The Federal SAVE Act has sparked fierce debate over election security and voter access. Well, the Republicans and those who support the bill argue that the measure protects the integrity of elections by ensuring only citizens vote. Opponents, Democrats, counter that non-citizen voting is already illegal and extremely rare, warning that these added requirements could disenfranchise eligible voters and those without ready access to documents like birth certificates or passports. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Those fears that the Democrats, the opponents, are talking about doesn't exist. And I'll tell you why. How many of you have tried to go and renew your driver's license within the last year? I did. And as a result, was told that I had to get an enhanced driver's license. I had to bring identification of the address as to where I live. They wanted either a tax bill or a utility bill and my birth certificate. Now, my original birth certificate from the hospital, St. Joseph Hospital, there in Pontiac, which is where I was born, is so old and fragile that I keep it completely airtight, sealed in a Ziploc bag. It's been folded in half again, folded again. Over the years, those folds have turned into tears. The thing's literally falling apart. When I presented it to the Secretary of State's office in Bel Air, Michigan, it had my name on the top quarter of the page. And I explained to her how fragile it was, that if I took it out of the Ziploc bag, it might just disintegrate. It was from January of 1958. She's like, "No, Randy, I've got your prior driver's license information. I've got your utility bill here. I can see your name on the birth certificate. It says U.S. citizenship at the top. We're good to go." You got to get an enhanced driver's license. It's very, very simple. And as a result, guess what? You've already presented your birth certificate. State Representative Stephen Wooden, Democrat from Grand Rapids, who sits on the House Election Integrity Committee, has repeatedly spoken against the proposal, leaning heavily on statistics in making his floor remarks on the House chamber floor. Wooden said, while supporters often cite polling showing broad support for voter ID laws, this bill goes further by requiring documentation, such as passports or birth certificates, something he said a majority of Americans do not support. Where do you get that from? Where do you get that statistic? A majority, 51% of Americans do not support that? I call bullcrap. Because everybody, both Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, Constitutionalists, everybody says, I think it's polling like at 83 to 87%. I saw one poll was at 91%. Of course, it depends on who you're talking to. Support only citizens voting. Well, Wooden also pointed to cost concerns, estimating that it could the total cost would be roughly, listen to this, $150 million for Michiganders to obtain enhanced IDs, which require to verify citizenship under the bill. The bill will saddle people with new fees for an issue that is astonishingly rare. It's virtually non-existent. Virtually? What about the Chinese national that voted at the University of Michigan? I mean, that's just one example, one that we even know about. Wooden continued citing a Department of State audit. He added that non-citizen voting made up roughly 0.00028 of the ballots cast in the 2024 election. arguing no elections were impacted by those cases. Wooden warned that as many as 750,000 Michigan residents could struggle to produce the required documentation, referencing similar laws in other states that led to tens of thousands of eligible voters being blocked from registering. In his floor argument, he ended, concluded, said, "Don't deny thousands of citizens the right to vote because of an insignificant percent broke the law." Wolford, closing out the debate, started his speech with, "Now the truth," and framed the bill as a matter of fairness and election integrity, repeating and emphasizing the phrase, "Citizenship is earned and must be protected." Wolford pointed to his own family, noting his wife's parents came to the United States, paid taxes, and eventually became citizens, before broadening the argument to generations of immigrants. German families did it. Italian families did it. Polish families did it. We even know Vietnamese refugees did it. Indian people coming from India did it. And they did it because they respected the citizenship so much that they earned it. Citizenship was not handed to them. Those individuals, he said, stood in line. They passed exams. They pledged allegiance, arguing that the state has an obligation to protect the value of citizenship by limiting voting only to citizens. Wolford also argued polling shows strong bipartisan support for requiring proof of citizenship and tied the bill to broader concerns, even including border security as well as national elections. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Wrapping up this citizenship bill, speaking on the House floor, Jason Wolford, state representative from Howell, stretched his remarks and his arguments even drifted beyond election policy. What began as a case for voter verification shifted to gender, as he pushed back on the arguments that the bill could disproportionately impact women, particularly those who have changed their names, that their married names may not match their original birth certificates. Well, the stream of consciousness prompted an immediate reaction on the floor, with Democrats erupting in objection, as Wolford referenced debates over defining even what a woman is. While the Democrats didn't like the diversion away from the bill, the Republicans busted out in laughter, including Speaker Matt Hall. While the Speaker pro tem, Rochelle Smith, who was chairing the floor, ultimately cut in, reminding Wolford to keep his comments germane to the bill. Well, in closing, Wolford said, "This is not a red issue. This is not a blue issue," meaning Republican and Democrat. "This is truly a red, white, and blue issue." Well, speaking to reporters after the vote, House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, a communist Democrat from Canton, called the measure a clear voter suppression effort, quote unquote, arguing Republicans are attempting to reshape the electorate rather than address affordability issues. See, this is the talking points the Democrats are stuck on: high prices, affordability, food, gas, all of it. Well, Perry then said, "The reality is these things just disenfranchise legal voters. We've seen them fail in other states." Okay, back it up, Perry. What other states? Name one. Come on, name one. You see, Democrats throw bullcrap out of their mouths, talking about, you know, majority of Americans don't support this. Really? According to what poll? Perry says we've seen these bills fail in other states. What other states? Back it up. But they can't. They just throw garbage out of their mouths, made up out of their butts, coming out of their face, and we're expected to just, what, believe it? Well, the other Democrat, Wooden, echoed the same sentiment. We are committing voter suppression hat trick in the Michigan House today, referencing previous Republican-backed election measures. He argued that the legislature should instead focus on the cost of living concerns and pointing to Democratic proposals aimed at improving election systems without restricting access. Well, Wolford, in talking with reporters, said the reaction from the Democrats was expected and maintained that the bill simply applies to new voter registrations. This isn't controversial. People want citizens voting in our elections. He added that he hopes the Senate will take up the legislation, noting that he's spoken with someone he didn't want to identify across the chamber. Though they weren't seeing exactly eye to eye on the issue, it is something that needs to be taken up in the Senate and then sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for either signature or veto. We want the Democrats on the record before this fall's election. We want to be able to tell people Republicans are for citizens voting, Democrats aren't. We'll see where it goes in the Senate. We'll see what happens if and when it goes to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And again, this is for new voter registrations. Got a question for you guys. How many of you are already registered to vote? All of us? I doubt anybody listening to this show right now is not already registered to vote. These are for new voter registration. That's all it applies to. Prove you're a citizen and be allowed to register to vote. If you're not a citizen, you shouldn't be able to register. I mean, this is common sense. But no, the Democrats want anybody and everybody who's here to be able to register to vote, even if they're not a citizen. That's what their arguments are basically saying. Even their made-up polling data. This is amazing. Just absolutely amazing. We've seen these fail in other states. I monitor election laws, bills, all the time across the country. I don't know of any other state that passed it and it's failed there. Unbelievable. More stories from Lansing today. First day back into session. We got more. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source.